capitals and European cities marking May Day with rallies and marches demanding better working conditions. More details, srnnews.com.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to May, and it's really going to feel more like the first day of June. Lots of sunshine, very warm today with a high temperature up to about 88. Mostly clear and rather comfortable tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, Thursday, high temperature near 90, more sun. Still warm Friday through the weekend with highs in the upper 80s each day and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But really a low-end rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Legislature Joint Conference Committee on Gambling finally came to an agreement Tuesday. The committee recommended a lottery with 100% of the money going towards education and slot machines at approved locations. The committee said no to table games and sports betting. The House passed the bill later last night. A 17-year-old suspect has been arrested in connection with two weekend armed carjackings. The first incident happened Saturday night on Eastern Boulevard. Later the same night, the suspect stole another vehicle at gunpoint in the area of Selma Highway. The unnamed 17-year-old was arrested on Monday. A Alabama legislative committee has voted to set aside $10 million from the state's 2025 Education Trust Fund budget to support administrative funding for summer EBT, a food assistance program for children. The budget now goes to the Senate for approval. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, Biscuits fans, if you haven't already, you need to check out the Max Credit Union Family Pack we offer here at Riverwalk Stadium. As we celebrate 20 years of Biscuits, this pack includes 4 box seats, 4 combo meals, and 4 wristbands to the Fun Zone at just $20 a ticket. And you can access this deal for any home game. Bring out your family and friends to Riverwalk Stadium with the Max Credit Union Family Pack. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive. Of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends, they were lost souls looking for their sound.
You want to be a songwriter?
Not really. You are a songwriter.
Discover the true, untold story of Sue Brewer, the extraordinary woman behind outlaw country music, starring Mandy Moore and featuring T.J. Osborne.
They call it the boar's nest. It's just my apartment, but you never know who will show up.
In a new, scripted, Audible original.
Any advice?
Yeah, to steal something whiskey can't.
The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen on Audible.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
I'm like Bo. Welcome into
it.
The program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. It is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country, a Wednesday, the first day of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. Not only am I here, the ladies of Liberty are here, Sky's here. Jeeves is here. Petrov may be here. Big Dave is not.
What?
Big Dave's not here. He's not around.
Where is he?
Another grandbaby.
I think it's
number
so
four.
Cute.
So he's taking off for that. So congratulations to, I think he is Big Papa.
He should be Big Papa.
Big Papa.
Because he's Big Dave. Mm-hmm. Big Papa.
Big Papa.
Oh, that's sweet.
So congrats to him. I don't know if he's listening. He should be, but he may not be. But anyway, I hope you all have had a good morning so far, and I hope the last 21 hours have gone well as well. Lots of stuff to do, lots of things to talk about. Ladies, how are y'all?
Great. Grand. Somebody's supposed to say wonderful.
Sky will do that. Sky, how are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Sky is wonderful. Why? What? You have one job. Why is the big screen not on, Allison?
I can't reach over there.
Yeah. Is it supposed
I
to be on?
I can't reach the screen. You have to do it.
What
I haven't figured out is why some days it just comes on and some days it doesn't.
I don't know.
I don't know either. You want me to go check it for you?
Yeah. Hey, Patriarchy, can you go hit the button?
I'll go wherever y'all. You just get here.
Where is the button?
And you just keep
abs,
walking.
While he's working. Did you have a good day yesterday?
Yes. I got one of my two things written, turned in.
What do you have? What else do you have to write?
My regular column.
Oh, this was extra?
This was magazine.
Oh.
But I got
duty.
To tell one of my favorite stories that we have a great theme for the magazine. This summer, early spring.
Can you tell us what it is?
You know, I don't know if I can.
Oh.
Which magazine are you
1819,
writing
for? 1819, Scott. Mm. Our magazine, our
What's
quarterly magazine.
It,
did you know we had one?
No, he didn't. Unless he looked at the pictures on the wall. But yes, Allison, it was very weird to be home.
I thought you got
home.
Those like at Six Flags. Remember when you were little? You get your face put on a...
Bless it.
Mm-hmm. I had one that had my face put on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But oh, was, I remember
but
that.
But it wasn't huge, so people were like, hey, it used to be big. I'm like, yeah, it was a lot bigger then.
They're really big.
No, those are all Brian Dawson.
Those are Brian Dawson magazine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
They are the Brian Dawson magazine, except for the
Someday,
stay house.
We might make it.
Oh, my gosh.
So you did laundry and dishes and made sandwiches yesterday?
And wrote in between. It was so fun.
You had a good day.
It really is good.
Yeah, I had a good day, and I was like, I really like this when I have time. So I got to go home and do it all over again today, but it's fine because I've already started. started.
Well, since we had that day, we'll give you Friday all to yourself.
Here. You know what? I can't wait. I already have a list.
Do you?
Yes.
Getting guests? Anybody to help you talk the whole time? Just going to talk to Sky?
Sky, it's going to be you and Abs on your own on Friday.
Okay, I'll talk to Abs, sure.
I know. Yeah. We're going to have a great day. Yeah. I've already decided. So it's going to be awesome.
She's so calm. Do you know what I would be doing if I had to be on my own?
Yes. Not completely on your own now. Come on.
No, if I mean, but
all
Sky,
alone in the studio by yourself.
Sky, yeah. I have to mash buttons. I have to talk to you.
She has to turn it on.
I have to think.
You've become quite an adequate button puncher.
You're very adequate.
Very adequate. I don't think that's great. I don't think that's the compliment I'm going for, but Abs will kill it on Friday. I'm going to the Kentucky Derby.
Also, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday, and I'll have my big hat on.
Is Friday your birthday?
Friday's my birthday, but we have to do, that's pink day at the Derby.
Ladies' Day,
so I have to wear hot pink in honor of Abs, because I never wear color.
You look great in hot pink. So what are you wearing? Did you get a what's it called?
A fascinator.
A fascinator,
yes,
or a big hat?
I have a fascinator.
Did you find it at Gus Meyer?
Or it could be a hat. No, I went to Gus Meyer.
Okay? And?
The fancy store. Not Ross, not TJ Maxx, where I normally shop. Right.
But I went Kohl's, which is where we met.
Kohl's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of big Kentucky Derby stuff there?
Oh, no, they do.
Mm-hmm.
For a big price.
Which one? Gus Meyer?
Gus Meyer had like...
I was going to tell you, I have no idea what y'all are talking about, nor where it is.
Okay, Scott, it is a store that has been around in Birmingham for a very long time.
Okay.
And it's that store that if you really need something...
They'll have it.
You go there. I don't go there except for once a year when they have their shoe sale, yes, and you may be able to afford the shoes. Like, I'm waiting for that now. But Allison went there because you can find... stuff that you need
stuff
because
there.
Those people do go to the Kentucky Derby.
Really? Because Gus knows what you need.
Yeah. Well,
Gus has what you need. He has it.
Gus has it.
Yeah. I mean, I got what you need, but it comes with a price.
Y'all, they were ugly hats.
What?
Ugly.
Well, they're kind of, I mean,
ugly.
Look, I'm just going to be honest with you. Hats on women usually aren't really cool. Unless it's like at the beach.
It's like a baseball hat?
I mean, just hats in general.
Well, these
the
hats...
The lady makes the hat. How's that?
That's good, Scott.
Okay. I see where you're going.
I got you.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, these hats were ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like $600 for some ugly.
For a hat?
I think the cheapest one I saw was $495, and I about fell out. So I left there, and I had a really stupid moment. I literally went to Hobby Lobby and said, I'm going to make my hat.
There you go.
You know what? And your hat is going to be the hit of the Derby.
Well, I'm not sure I have the guts to wear it because there's some hot glue and there's some feathers.
Did you buy a backup hat just in case?
You've seen the Kentucky Derby, right? You've seen the people in the hats.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm either going to be like, everybody's going to be like, ooh, where did you get that
so
unique
hat? What
owner
like
made
some,
your hat?
Some fruit, yes. Some grapes and birds on your hat. Price tag hanging on. That'll be good.
She'll be living on a prayer.
You'll be on television.
Look,
for
I'm
sure.
Looking at the Kentucky Derby hats. You can get some over at the Amazons. And they look like they made them.
Like, what do you mean, like they made them?
Show us.
Like they bought a hat and started gluing some ribbon and all kinds of stuff to it.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
That's awesome.
Those are actually great hats, Scott. How did you find those so quick?
Well, I went to a place that most people don't know. It's called Amazon.
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very swanky.
Well, you must have typed in the right thing. Anyway, mm-hmm. I can't decide if I'm going to wear my homemade hat where we sit in like the... Because we're going with really fancy people.
Yeah.
And I bet everybody will judge me.
Oh, homemade hat made me laugh.
Allison, no one's going to judge you because...
The expensive hats? The expensive hats? But these hats are just homemade.
I bet...
The cheap ones are...
Scott. Look. Homemade.
That'll be the kind of house.
Oh, look. Sky's contributing as well.
Look at that girl on the right.
That's what you made out of the paper
the
tissue
doilies.
Stuff.
You just kind of stacked it on. You know what? We should have hat day here.
She wadded up a shower curtain and stuck it out of her head. What's
Maybe that's what I should do. Crazy. I swear that would be like the best hat ever at the Derby.
Oh, darling.
If you wanted a shower curtain. I mean, I don't know.
They wear that to the awards nights at some of these events.
Work it, girl.
I don't know.
I'll take it back, Allison. After looking at these examples of Kentucky Derby hats, whatever you make is going to be just fine.
That's exactly right.
Although I'm kind of for that girl in the picture, 1, 2, 3 down, that's the soft pink dress with a big pink hat. Is that at all decent?
That looks pretty good, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I like that
one. Well, no, that's because she looks good.
That's right. You're right.
So the blonde makes the hat. It's kind of like what Scott was saying.
Allison?
Well, anyway, we're going to have to see what else. I've got like all these options packed. I'm a little nervous.
This hat is a miniature version. And the New York Times said that is one of the best hats from the Kentucky Derby.
What is that hat?
It is the track, and it's got little horses on it with little riders.
Somebody is wearing the track.
I think they probably grew up going to the Derby, and they have the confidence to wear a track on their head.
I'm telling you, it looks like the Derby has evolved. Because it looks more like something like Carnival at Rio mixed with...
Are you saying men are wearing top hats?
New Orleans voodoo is...
That's pretty good.
See what I'm saying?
That looks like a cake. What is that?
I want a hat, though.
I think maybe it's a little... It looks like a plastic box with like a little display box with...
Are there horses coming out of it?
I mean, that may be the gates.
I think that's the gates.
Okay.
That is an awesome hat, okay?
Well, I'm going to take pictures of all the crazy... Oh, Sky, see? I think I need some feathers like those green feathers right there.
That's pretty swanky right there.
That looks like palm fronds.
Bird of paradise feathers.
So she either made it from Hobby Lobby or she paid a gazillion dollars.
She made it from Hobby Lobby. See, look, this lady got a... cheap pink hat at the regular old store. Dixter brought some flowers from the cemetery, and she glued them on there. And they may be zip-tied to it. You know what I'm saying?
A little duct
you
tape.
Can do it. Yeah.
I can get you that hat from Amazon for $163. It's in stock.
Oh, that's not bad.
See, here's a
you
guy.
You may have to overnight them, Allison, or something.
He has a horse on his head.
Wait. Is it common practice for dudes to wear top hats as well?
I like that hat, Sky.
163. Let's see how
soon. Overnight it.
Wait, it says $1,200.
Whoa, wait a minute. That's
That's because the feathers
only
are...
Only one left.
They're legitimately bird of paradise feathers.
What if I got,
feathers?
Like, My Little Ponies and glued them to the top of my...
That would be fantastic.
My bad. The shipping cost is $163.
Oh, wow. Here is Kentucky Fried Chicken Bucket with a pheasant in it.
I'm for that.
You should do that.
Is that... Did Christy Gnome kill that pheasant and put it in a bucket? I think she did.
Well, the puppy is in the bucket. The pheasant is on top of the bucket.
Guys, could we next year perhaps have a Kentucky Derby party and wear hats?
In Birmingham?
Yeah.
I'm for it. Maybe we'll have video next year and we can all make our own hats.
And then just, Sky, let's do it.
Sky, I need you to recreate that $1,200 hat right there.
Get a bucket. Go to Dollar General and get a bucket hat and then go get some feathers and just...
Glue them on like a crazy person.
Yes, glue them on like
just all over the place and then be like, darling. I mean, just show up.
Should I just totally mock them?
Yes.
Go full out first grader on the glue in and the feathers.
Because
just put them around like this. Like it's like a headdress, you know, or a full headdress with a bucket hat hanging down in feathers.
Oh, y'all.
Oh, it'll be awesome. Oh. If somebody like New York Times asks you, say how it pays homage to native peoples and...
No, then I'll get canceled.
No, you won't.
No,
you'll get attention.
They'll think it's fantastic.
Where did you get your hat?
Is your husband wearing a coat and tails or what is he wearing?
No, he did go buy a pink shirt.
Impressed.
Which Jared does not wear pink.
Mm-hmm.
And a pink tie and a little hat.
What kind of hat?
Bought a new suit. It's just like a little, not a fedora. Kind of.
Is it a bowler?
Yeah, just a little bowler.
I don't know what a bowler is.
Probably the kind of hat he has.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little straw hat.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, but I think, you know, once you go once and kind of get the lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're planning to go again, Scott. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I've already heard that. I can tell.
Uh-huh. darling.
Was it a straw?
Sweetheart.
Booter hat.
It looks a little like that.
Booter hat. That one's a booter hat.
Anyway, we'll see. I'm going to send y'all pictures. I'm going to live tweet all the outfits for y'all.
There's the bowler hat.
Oh, it's kind of like that. It's more like that.
This one over here?
Oh, it is a fedora.
Looks I have a little fedora. If I wore it, y'all would laugh at me.
We would laugh at you, but we'd still probably appreciate it.
I found one, the same place that I found my Fonzie jacket. Mm-hmm. I found an old classic hat one day.
Really?
I think I maybe wear it for myself on Friday just so I can feel like I'm participating.
I think you should. Sky, do you wear hats?
Sky probably will.
Not really. I have a lot of baseball caps, but I can come up with something.
I can see Sky in a cowboy hat.
Sure. I do have two of those. I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Friday. You got to wear your cowboy
hat. Friday, we're going to wear hats, Sky.
All right.
I don't know how that works.
Play games, have shenanigans.
You're here.
We're going to talk about the news we didn't get to this week. It's going to be a blast.
Everybody's like, we didn't get to it because they aren't talking about hats.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, Sky.
I like that hat right there, the $1,200 hat.
I do too.
I bet Jared wouldn't be mad if you bought that.
I would have so much
for $1,200. She better come with it.
I think she's dead. I think she's fake.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Today is going to be a dangerous day.
Oh, no. Or, oh, yes.
Please make sure the buttons, if I start really getting wild-eyed, Abs, you mash that button over there, too.
No problem.
To make sure I don't say anything.
You do look very
worse.
Chipper today.
I'm very chipper today.
Why are you feeling chipper?
I think it's because I had a big breakfast. I didn't try to just do the eggs. I got the ladies at the local Hardee's to give me the breakfast platter with bacon. And give me some butter, and they give me a whole cup of little sauce thing of melted butter.
Ooh.
Put it on the biscuit, put a ton of jelly on, had the gravy, dip the hash rounds in the gravy, which is
those hash rounds.
That's known as Beeson style.
I'm mortified.
Hash rounds.
Is this a bad time to tell you that Jared and I joined a new gym yesterday?
Ooh, what'd you join?
Well, we all join. Well, I don't, but we all join gyms. It's just if you start using a gym, I'm going to be.
Yeah, Scott.
What
is that like your big meal of the day?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I'll drink the nasty shake later, and then I'll try to tone it down at lunch.
I mean, you realize
I've ordered some kids' meals lately.
You just said you dip your hash browns in gravy.
Hash rounds.
Hash rounds
in the gravy.
I need to know what gym you joined.
We joined Hot Works. And do you know why we joined? Because of Joey Clark.
All really? Because Joey Clark said what?
Well, Joey said that it was a great, I guess he went and tried it out. And when I did the show with Joey, he was talking about how great it was. And
is that one of those gyms where they don't run the air conditioning?
Correct.
Because they save money?
Yes.
And then they convince you that them saving money is like great for your health and people go sign up for it.
Well, it's the same thing as hot yoga. I mean, it's not different.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Which translates in the Latin is we're not running the air conditioning yoga.
Well, no, you have to push a button and actually turn the heater on. It's not just not running the air conditioning.
In the wintertime, you probably have to, but I'm just saying it's a great idea because, like, in the old days, you're working out at high school. It's a big metal building with the weight stuff in there, and you're sweating, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
That's called detoxing.
We need air conditioning. 30 years later, they're like, we're not even going to have air conditioning, and people are going to pay us extra to come here. It's going to be awesome because we're going to detox them.
I mean, I felt great after I left yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just went and tried it, and then we were like, we got to do, they're geniuses.
Yeah.
You need to try it.
Well, I can just open, I'll go with you, but I can just open my garage door and bike.
And do a hot workout.
Yeah.
You got to lift some weights, so that's the thing they figured out now. Women need to lift heavy weights.
I do.
That is true.
It is true.
My husband's been harping on me about that, and then you look at all the information for ladies of our age, and it turns out weights are good.
Pasture prime.
Very impressed.
You get to lift 30% longer.
Well, I'm going to. I've told my kids that I'm going to be around until I'm 100, so who's going to take me?
Yeah.
They're not excited about that, but... Anywho, I am so proud. I need to know more about this because it looks fun, honestly.
I don't know if it was...
So how
I a little
hot
bit felt like
it?
I couldn't breathe.
So how long? Do you do it like for 30 minutes?
Okay, or, so...
And did you go to the one in Vestavia?
Vestavia.
Yes, darling. Okay.
And so they have... Okay, they have all these different little sauna rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different each... So they have... bikes, like Peloton bikes. I guess they're technically not Peloton. And then they have rower machines and they have elliptical. And then on the other side, they have like a sauna that runs like a band workout where you use the bands.
Ooh.
Or they have Pilates, or they have a bar class, or they have just like a stretching class. And then in the back...
Are there any weights?
There are weights. There's like a little gym.
Uh-huh.
It's actually
This is
really
Chris Shaver's jam. He doesn't sweat.
What do you mean?
He just doesn't. He's not a sweater. I am a sweater. I'm that kid in school that you're like, oh, bless her. You start doing some kind of workout and you sweat, and the other kids just glisten. Your cousin, she glistens. She glistens. She doesn't sweat.
Sweating's good
for you. My husband doesn't sweat. He barely sweats. This is where he needs to go. Mm-hmm.
He needs to go. He could really sweat. Jared will take him. Although
impressed.
It would be awkward because you're in this little box. That's the only thing that's weird is that you can get three people in this workout in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but like if you're in there with a stranger, and like
weird.
If I'm there with a dude, I'm walking out.
Yeah,
that's weird.
No, I would go with you though.
Yeah.
Look, I'll have to put my hair on.
But you and I would have fun.
I did the shovel gravel workout a couple of days ago. And and it was hot.
I bet.
And I was sweaty and I was like, I could do the hot gravel workout and have a gym and people would come and
You know
pay.
What you would you know what I've also thought is why hasn't somebody invented the basketball workout for moms? That would be a great
Ooh.
Because
well,
you
moms
do
are cousins.
High intensity training, do the dribbling, you'd get muscles like
it's the same reason you can't give the women the body armor from lacrosse because you put a bunch of moms on a basketball court and there's gonna be bloody lips and fights. And they will get a workout. I mean, it's called judo, you know, jiu-jitsu or judo or wrestling in the middle of the court. You just can't
you know
do
what?
It. What about the blue collar? That's what we do. Blue collar gym.
And, you need to wear a hard hat like on a blue collar gym?
Well, there's shovels and there's big piles of gravel and you just shovel from
it's
this one to this
called,
one. You carry buckets of gravel.
They already do it.
What's it called?
It's that gym that all of our friends go to, Iron Tribe, and they flip the tires and the do the chains and whatever and I'm
that's
like
a CrossFit
that's
gym.
Just an outside workout where
it
you basically
is,
almost
yeah.
break your back every time you go
yeah.
in and they don't understand
they
when they
bales.
Invite you that I'm like no you don't understand like I legitimately have back pain every day I can't
right,
do
that.
That. Uh-huh. And they're like oh no but we're careful I'm like no you're not
right
mm-mm-mm. No.
But see, I
like Allison's gym.
Okay, I like Scott's gym idea because I want to do it with a golf course. That's my Ooh. Big money maker. Like redneck golf where you don't wear shoes and you don't have to wear a shirt.
Could Will be our
you
teacher?
You wear a tank top.
We could try the workout out.
It's like John Daly
John
golf.
Daly golf.
Let's do
yeah.
it. Let's
I think
do
that
it.
Would be way
you
more fun.
You have to drink four and, beers before you start.
Yeah, and you have to carry a cigarette the entire round.
Well, could we also, though, have a golf cart to ride in case we get tired or
Yeah, you
bored?
Can have a golf cart. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I could rope him in.
But you have to put a dead deer on top of the golf cart
okay,
as you drive.
Let's do it. Let's
I
do it. I love
argue
it.
I would that many of the country clubs are a little more like that than they want to admit.
We could go to Altadena but, Valley I mean, since it's closed and invent it.
It's actually a good idea.
Eric the dog will be up on the other side. We'll get a little news out of West Virginia where the girls are standing up for themselves. I'm glad somebody is. We'll take a break.
Stop acting so crazy. You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern. Just go play with me. me stand next to your fire.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. The look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotaofmontgomery.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Welcome to Epic here in Jack's Tavern, where they cherish their seniors. Dive into their $9.99 senior-sized meat and three lunch specials, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Each meal comes with a refreshing drink and a roll. It's time to savor the flavors that feel like home. Epicure and Jack's Tavern, where tradition meets taste.
Brunch lovers rejoice. Every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Epicure and Jack's Tavern offers an exquisite brunch menu alongside their meat and three specials. Start your weekend right with the best local flavors. Remember, they're in the old Fantail building waiting to make your Saturday special.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
She said, thank you so much. ChatGPT not only made the right diagnosis, but it recommended the right diagnostic test.
Dr. Robert Pearl's book is ChatGPT-MD, How AI-Empowered Patients and Doctors Can Take Control of American Healthcare. And I hope he's right. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the rain chances, very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
bum fuzzling, you people.
Mean abs. News with mean abs.
You can't shoot.
I am going to have trash talk with abs on Friday.
Oh, okay.
I just have to
trash
look for
talk
some...
us.
Okay, well, I'll have
talk
to...
talk about us.
I will.
Yeah, say bad stuff about us
will.
While we're gone.
I mean...
Can we have nerd... Oh, Eric, the dog's here.
Okay, let's go.
I want to have nerd... A nugget of nerd news. This is one of those stories.
A nugget
that...
of nerd news?
Yes.
Gosh, my mind.
The NNNs.
Gosh.
It's like a news network. Nerd news network. There are just stories that I know no one will talk about, that no one will care about. Even the headline doesn't help much, but it's fascinating. But we'll do it after Eric the Dog. That's
okay,
fine.
All right.
Get y'all's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Eric the Dog, welcome to the program. I hope you're well. Happy Wednesday to you.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. I didn't know y'all were into thruples. I didn't know who this gym guy is, but he might be kind of on the lucky end of something over there. I don't know what y'all doing.
I never could figure out what hot Jim had done to her.
I get it. I didn't know who Jim was either.
What? No. Can't be doing all that. I got buddies when I say, I'm going to the gym. I was like, what's up? I said, hey.
Well, there's the out on the reels, there's the little girl who's like, Mom said they were going to hit the gym. And I was like, wow, what did Jim ever do to us? That kind of thing, yes.
I saw Allison on the reels yesterday. There was a guy driving, and there was this woman sitting in the passenger seat, and he's like, you know, this is how your wife thinks she sounds. Honey, there's a guy up there stepping on his brakes and decelerating. That's how the woman thinks she sounds talking to the guy.
Yes.
And then in reality, it's the woman's all flailed back in the seat.
Oh, yeah, she's standing up in the seat almost. It's like,
it's true.
Yes, it is very
how you
true.
Actually sound, I saw that, yes. And I was like, that's how.
I send the ladies of Liberty, I found a couple of different things of, like, how they think they look and how they really look. Y'all remember the last one where the two ladies are doing the abs workout? And they're hanging on the bars, you know, their legs are going out parallel.
Oh, yes, that's funny.
And then it's kind of like, it's like, you're like,
how did I miss that one?
I don't know.
I would have thought it was funny.
He sent a flurry of them that day.
So yes. Okay.
I'll try to find it while y'all and Eric talk.
Y'all seen the one with the Great Dane?
No. Can you send it to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you can't even describe it, huh?
I'm not going to, because I would in a second, but it might not. Some people.
Yeah,
might
I don't want you to get. I don't mind
offending people on my behalf, but I don't want to. I don't want to offend your people. But if you're around me, then well. But I'm being nice. What were y'all talking about? Being aggressively helpful.
Well, there's so many things about being aggressively helpful.
You
I almost brought in my cashew.
I'm going to help you whether you want it or not. And you're going to like it. And you're going to take all the correction from when I mess up. Turn left.
I don't know. No, how do you control that? As it's just like innate. It's just part of us as females. And I don't know how to stop it.
Which part? The aggressively helpful part?
Muzzle.
Muzzle?
Eric. I mean, I might be at that point.
Hey, hang on. I heard there's a store down on 31 that has some, you know, gags that may work appropriately. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, my word.
It's either that or those noise-canceling headphones. You know, your wife thinks she's talking to you, and you just look at her and put the headphones on, turn them up, go back to doing what you're doing.
But that still doesn't... That handles a symptom, but it doesn't handle the actual illness, the actual root cause.
Well, you can't get rid of that extra X chromosome. That's just, y'all are stuck with it.
I just don't want to turn into my Grandma Pat. You know, we talked about Grandma Pat before.
You said she was mean.
She's so mean, and she smoked cigarettes all day, and she sat in her little chair by the window and judged everybody that walked by. And I feel myself.
She should have had a show.
That's a great source of entertainment right there. Sitting around old people, unfiltered.
Yes.
Some of the best times of my life.
Hey, it's not going to be many years till this show may be called Old People Unfiltered.
Or we're going to be on there. No.
we're all going to be on there.
When the convalescent's home is sitting outside being like, all right, Scott, time to go back to the shop. And you'd be like, all right, shuffling your feet out there. Hopefully you remember where you're going. Or we'll get you a job as a president.
I'm just going to wander around.
Job as president sounds great.
We'll call you President Rimba.
There you go.
All right, Joe. Adios.
All right.
Adios.
So the aggressively helpful gene, I think, is a God thing, you know, because it talks about us wanting to rule over our husbands back in the
it's like a
Genesis.
Curse.
It's a curse. But I think that if we say what we have to say with a smile and space it out, it goes better.
Space it out.
Yeah. Maybe perhaps
just don't do
with
it all
a plate
at once.
Of cookies.
So before the fall, Eve was like, hey, you know, I think we ought... What do you think about? We should probably eat some of this.
Totally up to you.
After the fall, she's like, next time I'm not going to ask you.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what we need to do.
Yes. Or it's okay. Like rant. Wait 30 seconds. Rant. Like space it out.
Yeah, just space it out. And then when they get on a roll, you just go, uh-huh. Just like they do to us. And then they'll listen.
I think that makes sense.
But I
don't want to be like that though.
I'm a driver helper, and I've gotten better
since the whole little helper thing.
Yes,
this show has
better.
Helped.
The show has really helped me. Yeah,
okay. Well, that's what we're here for. We are here to help people.
Well, you know, everybody should go and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get a little scared about either getting in a wreck and dying or like getting shot.
Is he a fast driver?
Yes, and he's a good driver.
He just doesn't drive just like you.
Right.
He doesn't hit the curbs.
And in the
curbs shouldn't have been there.
In 2024, people are crazy.
They are
like they
going
to lose their
crazy.
Minds.
Yeah.
And so if you pass them a little too fast, they might just
shoot
pop
you.
A cap.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. I do tell my son, who gets so mad, like if he has to drive or if he needs to drive or wants to drive when I'm riding with him, he's like, but you got to promise you're not going to be telling me what I'm doing wrong the whole time. And I'm like, dude. So, I'm getting ill now. I'm like, you're a fine driver. Because he's like, I can drive with no problem. I'm like, dude, you drive very well. I have no problem. You can go down any of these roads, no problem. I don't care. If you were going 100 miles an hour, no worries. But it's not you I'm worried about.
It's everybody else.
Just sit back and watch people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nowadays, kind of where we live now, you just drive around and smell marijuana.
Isn't it awful? Isn't it just awful?
They're smoking dope in the car beside you.
Yes. Or you
with the window down.
Yes.
And I'm forced to go like, I think that's marijuana.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Hold on.
God.
Stop,
don't
drive off.
And then you fell it out. I know it's unbelievable how much pot there is.
The other day,
I
was driving the giant cheese wagon, and a car goes by, and I'm like, it's 3 o'clock. They're smoking dope. And they drove right through the intersection, the biggest intersection on my route, right through the red light. Cars are coming across. Just like in the movies,
yes,
he goes right between the cars who just...
Mm-mm.
Zzzz,
mm-mm.
And there's a cop sitting there in the turn lane.
And what'd the cop do?
He went and got him.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
But I'm like, this guy had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people you have to dodge. It's not your driving.
Shots of tequila.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing. We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in the program. How many chickens do you have to have?
I mean, they need to establish a pecking order, so I think
you gotta have at least
no
two.
Less than three.
Three.
That's what I think.
Do you think my dogs would eat them?
Uh-huh. Oh.
I don't know.
And then you have to shoot the dogs.
What if they did?
You'd have to shoot the dogs.
You'd have to kill them.
Well.
In a gravel pit.
I'm pretty sure Piper would. I don't know that Moose would.
I don't know. Sometimes it's the dog you don't think, the ones you think that would really go after them are like, I don't care about that.
I really
that.
Love a frizzle chick, though. Those are so cute with the hair and the plume on top.
Mm-hmm.
I dig those.
Well, frizzle chicks?
Yes.
I don't know about those. I don't know how strong they are. I don't know how tough they are.
Well, they probably are tough.
You get them for strong.
You get them to make
eggs.
But
you don't want them to die. You want some chickens that'll get out there and get it. You want little conservative chickens, not little but not little socialist libtard chickens. Look at my hair. I got a hair. Where's my phone?
But if I already have a pen that I could put a house inside and it locks.
Yes.
Our dog, one of our dogs that is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Could leap out.
Yeah, but the chicken probably not.
He's gone.
Chickens can fly.
Yeah, a little bit. A little short.
This is pretty tall, though.
Yeah.
Is there a cover on it?
Well, I mean, I would get a chicken house and put it inside the pen.
And then you'll know if the dogs are actually after chickens. But can you let them out?
Yes, they could get out.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, we had hawks and things, or, like, raccoons would climb over.
The circle of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we had to put a net over our little chicken.
Oh, it sounds like I'm going to get myself some chickens. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
All right.
I'll babysit when you're
I'll let you know.
Okay, I'm so excited. Do they make a lot of noise?
Don't get a boy.
The roosters are...
Yeah, the roosters are usually illegal in the neighborhoods.
We are an unincorporated, we can
have...
whatever
you want.
Yeah.
What's the name of the birds my neighbor called them? Exotic birds.
Roosters really do protect their girls.
They do.
Ooh. So it's not a bad idea. But Jake, our rooster, we had Jake and Chad... And
Jake from State Farm?
If we got a little bored.
Y'all named your Jake and Chad?
Yeah.
Chad?
They were frat daddies. They protected their hoes.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
Little tan, little khaki wearing chickens?
Yeah, and they
So you
they
get the frat
hideous.
Chickens. Amy Beth wants little libtard chickens.
Yeah. I don't want libtard chickens. I just want cute chickens, and I'll name them, too.
They'll just wait on you to come feed them.
I think they'll probably Bonnie and Clyde will
never
be...
Never get out there and work for their own. They won't be scratching around.
Well,
trying
I do
to
have space for them
it.
To scratch.
Okay.
I do.
But if you get bored, you go out and you mess with the rooster, and that's real exciting.
Allison,
it will test
do
your...
Do tell.
Your running abilities.
Should I put, like, a hard hat on and then a GoPro and
watch
it?
And then it makes you giggle.
It?
Because, like, it will come after, like, your legs, wear pants.
Come at me, bro.
Yes. But it always made us laugh.
Oh, when's the next time Chris is leaving? I'm just going to go do it.
Just go get some. And if he says
he doesn't care. He's told me I could have chickens.
And grill them up.
He just doesn't
think
I'm...
Put them in the smoker.
I'm sorry.
Hmm?
No.
Why?
We're going to use the eggs,
frizzled,
and they're going to be
frizzled,
my little friends.
Frizzled chicks will be awesome in the smoker.
But thank you for telling me what I have to do. He'll be proud that I actually followed through.
No.
The next thing I'm going to have is a goat.
All the time, and then you're appalled at eating chickens.
I don't anymore because there's like 218
Me
ingredients
too.
In their chicken.
Y'all really quit Chick-fil-A?
Yep.
I quit
Chick-fil-A.
We have greatly reduced our Chick-fil-A consumption.
Quit it. I'm
we
not going
to
anymore.
We need to read or play that TikTok that you played that tells all the things and how bad Chick-fil-A stuff is.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true. I mean, if it's on the interweb, it's got to be close to true, doesn't it?
All you have to do is read the ingredients.
If my crunchy child stopped going to Chick-fil-A, then it's bad.
They would go out of business?
Are
they going
to? She's
like, noticed that the drive-thru line is shorter.
Well, it's because of this show, and we've gotten the word out like now. I bet there's going to be no one in the drive-thru today. Because
probably.
Of what we said.
Well, they
just
went woke, and they're killing us with all their ingredients, so I might be out.
I do know
you
how to make off.
Do you think they used to have that many ingredients, or did
no,
they just...
No, because I had the knockoff.
As they got bigger...
Chick-fil-A fried chicken recipe.
Does it taste just like it?
It's amazing.
Really?
When my son-in-law asked for it, hint, hint.
You know what it's made out of?
It's got powdered sugar
Frizzled
and
chickens.
Dilled. Oh, you are so mean.
Imagine how good that recipe would be with a frizzle chick.
I thought you were going to say Christy Gnome's dog.
He's
we don't
terrible.
Eat dog here.
Cut his mic.
That's at the
Speaking
Chinese
of,
restaurant.
Have y'all seen there's a meme going around? Christy Gnome euthanizes son after disappointing basketball season.
That is bad. Debbie, don't go anywhere. Unless you've got work to do, but we got to pay bills and make enormous amounts of money. We'll be back in just a little while. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Wait,
we'll be
what?
Back.